Let us pray together.
天父， 我们感谢你， 今天在主日的早晨可以与众弟兄姐妹和朋友们一起来到你的面前， 来敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to worship you with fellow believers as well as friends.
我们今天在你的殿中， 我们为着是要来献上， 我们的敬拜。
And we come to your temple to offer our worship.
我们来是因为我们爱慕 我们的主耶稣基督。
And we come because we love the Lord Jesus.
我们也愿意在知识上面, 在生命上面, 能够更深刻地来认识你。
And we also pray that we may come to know you through our knowledge as well as through our life.
愿我们弟兄姐妹们在一起, 肢体上面交流的时候, 主, 我们就能够得到你的祝福。
And as we fellowship with one another, we receive your blessing.
愿你的话语打开的时候, 主，你的话语就向我们说话。
And may your word open up our hearts and that you will speak directly to us.
愿我们的心灵在你的面前永远都是有一颗受教谦卑的心。
And may our heart and our spirit be humble before you.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我有一张 notes 忘了拿，对不起。 今天这个讲到的题目称为一个真正属神生命的流露。
And the title of today's sermon is The Genuine Outflow of a Christ-Centered Life.
有些人可能看到这个题目会说 谁敢讲这样的题目？
And some of you would say, who would dare to preach such a topic?
事实上我不敢。
Actually, I dare not.
可是当我们想到，当我在看神的话的时候，心里面在神面前祷告的时候，事实上这个题目不是我要教什么。Actually,
as I was praying about the preaching of this message, I realized that it is not me who wanted to say something about the topic.
而是神要我们学什么。It
is what God wanted us to learn.
但是很自然的。 我自己在神的面前，在祷告，在这个自我检查的时候，我不得不问自己一个问题。But
as I was praying and self-examining before the Lord, I asked myself a question.
我懂不懂什么叫做真正属神生命的流露？
Do I really understand what the genuine outflow of a Christ-centered life means?
神在主耶稣基督里面所赐给我的这个生命，我有没有在自己的生活当中经历到？
And this new life that God has given me through Christ, have I experienced it in my daily living?
不但经历到，而且在我生活周遭的家人们及弟兄姐妹们面前，在世人面前可以让人看见。
Not only experiencing this life myself, but allowing the people around me to see this.
靠着我自己，我只看见我自己的软弱。And
just relying on myself, the only thing that I see are my weaknesses.
但是我知道神的恩典和怜悯也在我的生命里面流露。But
I know that God's grace and His mercy are also reflected through my living.
所以在神的面前有一点点的这个心得，就跟弟兄姐妹们求神的圣灵来亲自的教导我们。And
therefore I thought of sharing a bit of my my understanding, and may the Spirit lead me as well.
我们在一起，我们是神的儿女。We
are together as children of God.
我们在一起是在神家中的手足。And
we together are the branches that belong to the Lord.
We're brothers and sisters, really, actually. We're all brothers and sisters in the family of God. 所以我们在一起是在神的话语面前，我们一起谦卑的学习。神啊，你所赐给我的生命，这个真生命要如何的流露？So
together, let us humbly ask the question: How are we to show a genuine Christ-centered life?
在这段经文里面，
So in this passage,
前面一段第, 特别是16到第18节里面所讲的是什么?
So what were the content of verses 16 to 18?
保罗在这边提醒信徒们说你不要让人论断你。
So Paul reminded believers that let no one pass judgment on them.
但是是用什么事情来论断呢?
So how were they judged?
不要让人用你的饮食吃什么不吃什么。
So do not let people pass judgment on you in questions of food or what to eat or not to eat.
不要在节期月朔或安息日上面来论断你。
So do not let people judge you with regard to a festival or a new moon or the Sabbath.
这一切所提到的是什么?
So what do all these mean?
对犹太人，这是特别是针对犹太人从旧约上面所学习到的一些宗教上面，他们认为是在信仰上面的一些操练。So
these are in relation to the traditions that they received from the Old Testament times.
当神借着摩西将律法向犹太人阐述的时候，
As God revealed His law through Moses to the Israelites,
在他的诫命里面有关于什么是清洁的食物，什么是不清洁的食物。
And among His commands were features related to what is clean food and what is unclean.
什么可以吃，什么不能吃。
So what can we eat and what can we not eat?
节期月朔跟安息日所指到的是每一年他们要去圣殿里面做什么样的献祭。
And then regarding festivals or new moons or Sabbath, these are talking about annually what they have to do visiting the temples to offer sacrifice.
然后每一个月他们要怎么样子，因着他们的宗教信仰，他们要做些什么样的仪式。
And every month, what ceremonies they have to hold at the temple.
这是月朔。 那安息日就是每一周他们因为他们的信仰和宗教，他们需要做些什么样子的聚会和仪式。
So that was the so-called new moon, and then the Sabbath is what they would do every week.
但是这些神的诫命一代一代的传下去之后，
But after these commands were given through the generations,
对犹太人来说，这成为他们一种民族的一种文化的表现。
They became their cultural identity and tradition.
他们却忽略了神为什么要将这些的诫命交给他们的心意和目的。
And they have disregarded or ignored God's true heart in giving these commands.
为什么神当初给诫命的时候要犹太人注重他们饮食上面要怎么样子的分别？ 在每年、每个月、每一周，为什么要做这些仪式？
And so why did God tell them what food to eat or not to eat, and also every year, every month, every week to hold these ceremonies?
神有跟他们解释。
God explained this to them already.
只有两个原因。
And there are only two reasons.
两个目的。
And two purposes.
第一。
First.
神要犹太人将他们自己分别为圣。
God wanted the Israelites to set themselves apart from the world.
因为这是我所给你们的诫命，只有你们守。
Because these are my commands, and only you are following them.
所以这些外邦人不认识我的人，就知道你是属于我耶和华神的人。
And by that, the Gentiles, those who do not know me, will know that you are chosen by God.
而你们的生活、你们的经历，因为我替你们征战，我替你们供应，这些外邦人不认识我的人就可以知道我是那位真神。And
by your living, by your experiences, that's how the Gentiles will know that I am fighting for you.
当你每一年、每一月、每一日、每一周，在我的面前献上你们的敬拜的时候。
So as you offer your worship, annually, monthly, and weekly,
就是让你们想到纪念到我是你们的神。
And that is to remind you that I am your God.
所以这是两个目的，两个原因。
So these are the two reasons and purposes.
你们是属于我的。
You belong to me.
然后你们不要忘记我。
And do not forget me.
可是对犹太人来讲，这一些所有的诫命变成了他们文化的一种表现而已。
But to the Israelites, all this has really become was a cultural tradition for them.
他们对神的敬虔不是在神的身上，而是在这些仪式上面。
And the, they show that, they're merely obeying the tradition, to show their pious, how pious they are.
他们自己对神的敬虔，还有他们灵命的成熟，就是在这，他们是借着这些的仪式来表达。
And they are showing through these ceremonies that they are pious and they have obeyed their traditions.
但是他们的这些敬虔却不是对着神而表现。
But they are not showing their piousness to God.
所以第十七节他就很清楚地说，这些的诫命仪式是后世的影。
So in verse 17, verses clearly stated that these are a shadow of the things to come.
真正的形体是基督。
But the substance belongs to Christ.
因为你们对神要求你们对神的敬虔和纪念，为的是要知道神是你们的征战者，神是你们的拯救者。
You are to worship the Lord because the Lord is your Savior and He is fighting for you.
而这位征战者、拯救者，在神救恩的计划里面，就是主耶稣基督。
And this Savior is Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters,
今天许许多多在教会里面的信徒
，Today there are many believers in the church.
知道什么样子叫做在教会里面聚会的人。
And they know, to gather in the church.
也知道怎么样子叫做一个属于教会的基督徒。
And they know what it means to be a, Christian that belongs to the church.
可是他们的知识和他们的理解只在于外表上面做出来的事情而已。
But, their only understanding is limited to the outward, actions.
而不是在内心里面对神的话和主耶稣基督的实在的一个认识。
And not, necessarily, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have a true understanding of God's heart.
如果有人问我们
If someone asks us,
什么样叫做基督徒
And what does it mean to be a Christian?
我们会怎么回答
And how would you respond?
或者我们自己在问这个问题的时候，我怎么样子知道我是基督徒
？Or if we ask ourselves this question, how would we respond?
或者我怎么做一个好的基督徒
？Or how do I become a good Christian?
我们会怎么样去回答
？How do we reply?
固定每周去教会聚会
？To have a regular attendance at the church?
来聚会的时候穿得整整齐齐的。
Or to wear proper attires as you come to church.
每天要有祷告读经。
Or to pray and to read scripture every day.
然后呢，每周或每个月不忘记奉献。
Or to remember to make regular offerings every week or every month.
还有什么可以做的吗
？Anything else that we need to do?
还是这样就够了
？Or is that enough?
我要更多的爱主，我去做什么呢
？In order to love the God more, what do I have to do?
参加一些基督教的机构
，or to join some Christian organizations.
到社区里面，到市场里面发单张，邀请人来教会聚会
，or to give out these gospel tracts in the marketplace to invite people to church.
弟兄姐妹，这些事情重不重要
？Brothers and sisters, are these important things to do?
是重要的。
Yes, they are important.
也是应该做的。
And we ought to be doing them.
可是这些并不反映出来我们在神面前的生命。
But they do not reflect our lives before the Lord.
因为一个没有主耶稣基督生命的人照样可以做这一切。
Because someone who does not have the life from Christ can do all these things.
保罗在这边特别讲到的一个方面是不要让人用这些外表的仪式来论断你。
So one specific point that Paul mentioned was do not let people judge or pass judgment on you in relation to these activities.
但是我们今天也要看到 另外两点,就是第一,我们不可以论断人。
But we should also see two other points. The first one is, we shall not pass judgment upon people.
然后第二点是,我们虽然不让人论断,但是我们要怎么样去表达流露出这个主耶稣的真生命呢?
So the second point is, we should not let others judge us, but then how do we show our, the new life that we receive from Christ?
这算是一个我们做神的儿女一个很实际的问题。
So this is a very practical question for the children of God.
今天我们在教会里面,
So in our church today,
我们希望属于神的儿女在神的面前有成长。
We pray that those who belong to the Lord will grow up and mature.
可是今天在这个社会里面，一个非常敬虔或者说一个对宗教非常热忱的 这样的一个算是过去也许是品德，今天已经不算是一个品德了。
So in today's society, if we are fervent for the Lord, or we have moral behavior,
所以对犹太人来说，他们在他们的这个文化里面，你一定要对神有一个至少敬虔的外表。So
in the Jewish culture, you must exhibit a moral behavior. In front of the Lord.
在美国的社会里，过去这200多年的这个历史里面，或者说西方的文化里面，一个在不论你是属于教会里面，然后这个在聚会上面，在外表的敬虔上面，让人看见的是在这个社会上面被人认为是一个品德。
So in the American culture, at least in the past 200 years, to have this outward behavior of worshiping the Lord is considered to be a virtue.
可是今天在甚至在美国的社会当中，你有没有信仰？你信不信神？你去不去教会？事实上，对大部分的人来讲，他们是无所谓的。But
in today's society, whether we show these worshiping behaviors or whether we go to church, that's not important to most people.
以前你要从政，你最好要有信仰，特别最好是要信基督教。And
in the past, if you wanted to run for political office, it's very important that you have you are religious.
今天这一点已经不重要了。And
that is not very important today.
之前 公司要雇人的时候，他们宁愿雇一个基督徒。And
in the past, if a company wants to hire someone, they would prefer to hire a Christian.
因为他们认为基督徒是诚实的，是认真的，是勤奋的。Because
they associate a Christian with being honest and being industrious.
之前呢，如果有人要选择对象结婚的时候，他们也要选择基督徒。
And in the past, when somebody is selecting a future spouse, they also care about whether the person is a Christian or not.
因为同样的，基督徒是诚实的，他是有爱的，是会牺牲的。And
for the same reason, they think Christians have more love and they're more sacrificial.
可是今天，这个社会上的人，
And in today's society,
发现了一件事情，
There's something that's different.
有些不是基督徒的人照样有这些品德。
There are people who are not Christians and they also have these characters.
反而有些自称为基督徒去教会聚会，固定聚会的人反而没有这些品德。
And those who actually attend the church regularly, they do not have these virtues.
所以我们今天处在现代的人跟这个在保罗跟 哥罗西教会的基督徒所写信的这些人，我们的环境不一样。
So we are in a different era compared to the time of the Colossians.
我们比较不受外面环境的影响，而是我们认为我们要在这个做信徒的这个外面的表现上面要达到一个什么样子的水准。
And we are not under any external pressure to conform to certain behavior that are considered moral.
并且我们的教会
But our church
也是感谢神过去这么多年在长老们的带领之下
And in the past, our church was led by the elders.
我们从来没有制定什么规条让人去说你要跟这个规定来互相的比较，你才是成为一个属神的人，或者是爱神的人。
We never really set up any implicit rule that would suggest that we need to compare in order to reach a certain behavior.
所以我们没有这样的概念。
So we never really had this concept.
但是呢，或多或少，我们心里面总会想，总是要有一个标准吧。
But more or less, we thought that there should be some kind of standard.
所以今天我们在这件事情上面我们要有点思想。
So today, that's why we're giving this some additional thought today.
我们如果要做一个合乎神心意的人
If we want to be someone that acts consistent with God's will,
不但是我们自己在神的面前我们希望得到长进
Not only for ourselves to growIn Christ.
我们知道我们有一个责任，就是我们要帮助我们的弟兄姐妹们在神的面前一同长进。
We know that we have this responsibility to help fellow Christians to grow in Christ as well.
如果我们没有一定的标准，我们怎么样去进行呢
？How can we proceed if we do not have a standard?
我们在神的面前，我们不被人论断。
So we are not being judged by others.
但是呢，我们在神的面前，我们需要被神的话来论断。
But we need to be judged according to God's word.
标准是神的话。
So the standard is what God has spoken.
标准是主耶稣基督的带领。
And our standard is the leading of Christ.
标准是我们自己在神的面前，我们谦卑的自我省察。
And the standard is our self-examination humbly before Christ.
而不是别人说我们怎么样。
And the standard is not the judgment of any other humans.
在这个被人借着外表的行为论断这件事情上面，有人称这个为教条主义。
So some people would look at this, in other words, being judged according to our outward.Actions, they would call this
legalism.
They would call this legalism.
我们有没有听过这句话？这个词
？So have we heard about this word legalism?
教条主义。
So legalism.
就是你如果做了这一二三四五点，你就是一个好的基督徒。
So what that means is if you have followed number one to five, then you are a good Christian.
所以我们都好好的照着这些规矩来做。
So, let us just follow these rules.
我们就成为好的基督徒。
And then we are on our way to become a good Christian.
可是弟兄姐妹们，这里面保罗在第十六节到十八节里面所讲的是我们要抵挡教条主义。
So Paul actually, in verses 16 to 18, he was telling us to resist.Legalism.
可是我们要对这个教条主义有一个清楚正确的认识。
But we also need to have a good, correct understanding of legalism.
因为有人，事实上今天许许多多的教会或信徒是抗拒教条主义的。
So, many churches today, they are actively resisting, being legalistic.
但是教条主义对每个人的认识，他们的观念却不一样。
But people have different understandings about this word.
有人说你如果说要遵守神的话要读圣经这就是教条主义。
So to some people, when you say, in order to obey God, you need to read God's words, to them, that is legalism.
这当然不是教条主义啊。
Of course that's not.
因为神的要求就是我们要遵守他的话, 是不是?
Because God commanded us to obey His word.
主耶稣基督也亲自给了诫命, 比如说他说, 你们要彼此相爱, 人就知道你是我的门徒了。
And Jesus Christ actually gave this command to His disciples that they shall love one another, and by that, they would be known as the disciples.
保罗说, 你们信与不信的不可同父一二。
And Paul also said that the believers should not be yoked with unbelievers.
这些是从神的话里面告诉我们神是有规矩要我们来做的。
And what these all suggest to us is that God have commands for us to follow.
所以如果我们是照着神的话去传，我们这不是教条主义。
So if that's what we are following and obeying, that is not legalism.
这是一个错误的观念。
So that's an incorrect belief.
所以不是有规矩或者是有诫命就是教条主义。
So legalism does not mean that we are following God's command.
那有人就说教条主义就是用人的规定和规矩去约束人，而不是用神的话来规定约束人。
So some people would say that their understanding of legalism is to restrict people with human rules and tradition.
这听起来比较有点道理。
That sounds more reasonable.
可是这就是教条主义吗？
But is that really what legalism means?
今天我们说来教会聚会的时候，没有人说，不过我们大家都知道，来教会聚会的时候，我们不打赤脚。
So today as we come to worship every week, we do not come in with bare feet.
有人说我不穿鞋比较舒服，脚翘着比较舒服，聚会这样子好不好？
And someone could say that if they go bare feet, they feel more comfortable.
如果教会说，如果你有双鞋，还是穿着鞋来教会聚会，这样子比较好，我们大家都穿着鞋来聚会。
And then let's say the church elder says, it's better that if we all come to church wearing shoes.
这是人的规矩。
And that is a restriction imposed by men.
这是教条主义吗？
Is that legalism?
我们中午吃饭的时候，大家排队，一个一个人排队去领这个饭来吃。
And after our worship, we go to the fellowship hall to eat together, so we stand in the queue to receive our lunches.
这个是一个规矩。
And this is a rule.
不是圣经的规矩。
And it's not a command by God.
也不是对跟错的规矩。
And it's not a wrong or right issue.
是我们为了秩序的关系，所以大家都也愿意遵守。
And it's something that we all implicitly follow because in order to have order.
所以教条主义也不是完全只指到人的规矩而已。
So legalism is not entirely referring to the rules made by men.
那到底是什么呢？
So what exactly is it?
这个达拉斯神学院毕业的一位牧师，曾经在加州牧会许多年的，他这个 Charles Ryrie， 他讲了，他给了这样的一个定义。
So here's a definition given by this pastor Charles.
他说，教条主义是人用人所定的规矩来衡量其他人的灵命。So
he said that legalism is what happens when men use rules made by men to pass judgment on others' spirituality.
当我们用一个人的规矩去衡量其他人在神面前真正的这个生命的时候，这个叫做教条主义。So
when we use man-made rules to judge the maturity of others' spirituality, that is called legalism.
事实上，教条主义背后的用意是什么？
So what is the ultimate purpose of legalism?
是个人的自大和骄傲。
It is to foster human pride.
而且这些实行教条主义的人是他们只拿自己做得到的事情去评判 其他的人。
And the people who implement this legalism, they are only using what they have achieved to judge others in terms of whether they're spiritual or not.
也因着自己能够做到的这些方面，认为自己在神的面前是属灵的，而这些其他的人是不属灵的。
And they think that because what they have done, they are considered spiritual, and while others are not.
所以为什么当时的法利赛人和文士被主耶稣基督数落？
And that is precisely why why Jesus rebuked the Pharisees and the religious leaders of the time.
在马太福音第23章。
In Matthew chapter 23,
第25到第28节
verses 25 to 28,
主耶稣说，你们这些假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们洗净杯盘的外面，里面却盛满了勒索和放荡。你们这瞎眼的法利赛人，先洗净杯盘的里面，好叫外面也干净了。你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们好像粉饰的坟墓，外面好看，里面却装满了死人的骨头和一切的污秽。你们也是如此，在人面前显出来的公义只是外表的，里面却装满了假善和不法的事。
Verses 25 to 28. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and the plate, that the outside also may be clean. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within are full of dead people's bones and all uncleanness. So you also outwardly appear righteous to others, but within you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness.
过去这周听到了一个例子。
So I heard this example during the past week.
有人呢在教会里面提到，我是不知道是谁。
So somebody mentioned this in the church.
说教会里面有人聚会的时候嚼口香糖。
And so it was mentioned that when people were gathering in during fellowship time, they were chewing gums.
During worship.
Or during worship.
觉得这是非常不敬虔的行为。
And they thought that this is extremely not unholy.
Ungodly.
Ungodly.
Ungodly. 对神很不敬虔，顶撞神，藐视神。
And that implied that the person is looking down upon God, is not having a proper attitude.
吊儿郎当的，信员不知道在想什么。
And what would they think in doing that?
在主日聚会嚼口香糖，是不是对神不敬虔？
So when someone is chewing gum during worship, does that mean the person is irreverent to God?
结果。礼拜三的时候，我跟 Alex 长老我们在一起开会祷告的时候。
So Wednesday, as I was praying with Pastor Alex.
Alex 长老嚼个自己吃了个口香糖，他给我一片。
And he started chewing, opening a gum wrapper, and also shared a piece with me.
他说：“吃口香糖可以吗？你会不会好像觉得这个不敬虔呢？”
And he said that, is it okay that we chew gum? Do you think that's irreverent?
我说我当然没问题啊。
And I said, of course, that's not a problem.
我可以吃口香糖啊。
Of course I can chew gum.
可是神不喜欢。
But God doesn't like this.
所以你不要跟神分口香糖吃，你跟我分没有关系。
So don't share the gum with God, but share it with me, that's okay.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
这个嚼口香糖这件事情顶撞的不是神。
So chewing gum didn't really offend God.
事实上顶撞的是人。
And that actually offended fellow Christians. Is that right?
你觉得你嚼口香糖是一个很随便的行为。
And you might think casually of chewing gum.
所以呢，你就不在主日聚会的时候嚼口香糖。
So you don't do that during worship.
这是因为你对神的敬虔一个敬意，对不对？
And that's because you are have this worshipful attitude.
可是你旁边的弟兄姐妹嚼口香糖的时候，他是对神不敬虔吗？
But when others are chewing gum, does that mean that they're irreverent?
也许他的牙医跟他讲，你要嚼一点口香糖。
Maybe that's what his their dentist asked them to do.
对你的牙齿健康有帮助。
In order to improve your dental health.
这个弟兄姐妹他是软弱的，他牙齿不好。
And maybe this brother or sister is weak in terms of dental have dental issues.
他嚼口香糖可能是为了你好。
Maybe chewing gum is actually for the benefit of you.
像你跟他讲话的时候，你不会太难过。
So that you won't be too uncomfortable speaking to them.
这是他对神的敬虔，他是爱你的心。
And this shows their irreverence, their reverence before God, and that also shows their love for you.
所以你自己不嚼口香糖，并不表示别人一定要不嚼口香糖。
So that doesn't necessarily mean that if you don't chew gums, that others shouldn't do that either.
但是同样的弟兄姐妹。
But in the same way.
如果你因为爱神爱人所以嚼口香糖的话。
And if you do, if you chew gum out of love for God and the love for other believers.
你也不要要求弟兄姐妹所有的人都跟你一样嚼口香糖。
And you shouldn't require that others will be doing exactly as what you were doing.
嚼口香糖与不嚼口香糖跟敬虔没有关系。
So whether to chew gum or not has nothing to do with
这是外面的事,
being reverent.
不是心里的事。
And that's an outward behavior. And
我们来看,
that's not from the heart.
我们来看罗马书第14章。
Let us go to Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14.
我们看第4到第10节。
Verses 4 to 10.
你是谁竟论断别人的仆人呢? 他或站住或跌倒，自有他的主人在，而且他也必要站住，因为主能使他站住。有人看这日比那日强，有人看日日都是一样，只是个人心里都要意见坚定。 守日的人是为了主守的，吃的人是为了主吃的，因为他感谢神；不吃的人是为主不吃的，也感谢神。我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着是为主而活，若死了是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人了。我们就读到第八节。
So we read from verses 4 to 8. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day as better than another, while another esteems all days alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day observes it in honor of the Lord. The one who eats, eats in honor of the Lord, since he gives thanks to the Lord, while the one who abstains, abstains in honor of the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's.
然后第10节，你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢? 又为什么轻看弟兄呢? 因为我们都要站在神的台前。
And verse 10, why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before judgment, the judgment seat of God.
弟兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
吃什么，穿什么,
whatever we eat or drink,
嚼口香糖不嚼口香糖,
to chew gum or not,
说实在话，穿鞋不穿鞋，大概也算在这点里面。
Actually, whether we wear shoes or go bare feet is also part of this.
都不代表我们心里面对主耶稣基督的敬崇。
And that does not really indicate our reverence to the Lord.
可是我们做的每一件事情上面，弟兄姐妹，你看在罗马书里面刚刚我们所读到的这一段，跟哥罗西书里面所讲的就完完全全是互相的应对的。 我们在做什么事情上面，我们要想的是，我们是为主而做吗？
So if you look back at this passage in Romans, it's in complete accordance with what we just read in Colossians. So whatever we do, we should ask ourselves, are we doing it for the Lord?
我做这件事情，不做这件事情。 流露出来的、展现出来的是主耶稣基督为我而舍的这个生命所赐给我的这个新生命吗？
So whatever we do, do we show this new life that Christ has given us?
我希望弟兄姐妹们，我们不论是年长的、年轻的，我们在主耶稣基督的面前，我们都好好的学习。So
whether we are a long-time believer, whether we're new Christians, we all need to think about this issue.
你知道，作为主，作为神的儿女
，as God's children，
我们做父母的也是我们孩子的弟兄姐妹。
As parents are also fellow brothers and sisters in Christ with our children.
当我们看我们的孩子或教会里年轻人的时候
，when we look at our children or the young people in our church，
我们所注重的只是他们外表的行为，还是他们内心里面跟主耶稣基督生命的联合呢？
Do we care only about what they do on the outside, or do we care deeply about their relationship with the Lord on the inside?
我们做年轻人、做孩子的也是一样。And
as the young people, as children,
当我们看我们的父母，或者是看教会里面年这个长辈的生活和行为的时候，And
when we look at the behavior of our parents and also the older Christians in our church,
我们看到的只是他们外表的行为呢，还是我们看见他们的生命被神改变？
Do we only see their outward behavior, or do we see their transformed heart?
弟兄姐妹，我们要学习的不是彼此的批评。
Brothers and sisters, we're not trying to criticize each other.
We should not be criticizing one another. 我们应该要做的 ，sorry， 我只是那是一个重点，所以我就把它讲得清楚。我们不应该彼此的批评。So
we should not be criticizing one another.
你知道我们应该做的是什么
？Do you know what we ought to do？
彼此的建立。To
build each other up.
不是看见外表什么事情没有做到，好像觉得不符合自己的标准。We
are not to look upon other people as if they have not fulfilled my own standards.
而是我们要看见他们的生命有没有跟主耶稣基督联合。
And what we should be focusing on is whether they are connected to the Lord in their lives.
然后当我们看见他们的生命跟主耶稣基督联合的时候，他们的生命受到改变，我们有没有去鼓励他们？
And as we see that they are connected to God and their relationship is developing, do we give them encouragement?
第十九，哥罗西书第二章第十九节里面讲到说，这些人所谓他们只看外表、谨守教条主义的人，他们不持定元首，就是主耶稣基督。And
so in verse 19, Colossians chapter 2, when this passage is talking about those people who are passing judgment and being legalistic, it says that they're not holding fast to the head, which is Christ.
事实上，他们忘记了主耶稣基督。In
fact, they have already forgotten about Christ.
他遵守了这么多许多的诫命，还有许多的规矩，可是却忘记给诫命和给规矩的这位神。They
have been fixing their eyes only on these rules. They have already forgotten about the rule giver.
他们只有外表的敬虔，没有内心实质对神的敬虔。
And they are only reverent from the outside, and they're irreverent on the inside.
这也就是为什么在新约圣经里面，神所教导我们要我们注重的。
And this is what the New Testament teaches us to pay attention to.
又不是一系列的诫命。
It's not a sequence of new rules.
因为诫命我们是守不了的。
Because God's commands, we can't really follow. We cannot obey these laws 100%.
神的诫命只是让我们知道我们是有罪的人。
And God's command only let us see how sinful we are.
而除非我们在神的面前，我们回转，我们认罪悔改， 神才会接纳我们。
So we are only to repent and to make a 180 degree turn so that God will accept us.
而神之所以能够接纳我们，是因为主耶稣基督已经拯救了我们。
And the reason that God will accept us and count us as holy is because Christ has already paid the price.
弟兄姐妹，我们要努力去追求的是主自己。
So, brothers and sisters, we should strive for, to seek after the Lord.
因为他是生命的源头。
Because he is the source of all life.
你所要，我们所要流露出来的这个主耶稣基督的生命。
And this life that we are, a new life that we are to show.
要让人看见的。
And this life that we are, to let other people see.
是我们的生命被神改变。
It is our transformed life in Christ.
而不是我们外在做了多少的事情。
It's not to show others how much we have done.
第十九节讲到元首，讲到全身靠着他，这个全身讲到的是什么？就是神的教会。
And in verse 19, it talks about the head from whom the whole body, and this body is the body of the church.
全身既然靠着他，筋节得以相助联络，就因神大得长进。
And it says, the whole body nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments grows with a growth that is from God.
主耶稣基督是教会的元首。
So God is the head of the church.
他是我们的头。
And Christ is our head.
他是我们的师父。
And he is our teacher.
他是我们要遵守的，他是要我们这个跟随的。
And he is the one that we should follow.
他是我们爱慕的。
And he is the one we love.
可是弟兄姐妹，主耶稣基督是教会的元首，这是什么意思？是不是我们在教会里面要尊耶稣为大？
And so, what does it mean to have Christ as the head of the church? Does that mean that we should,
exalt
him in the church?
是。
And yes, that's true.
可是教会的定义是什么？
But what is the definition of the church?
我以前问过弟兄姐妹这个问题。
I asked brothers and sisters before.
教会是什么？
What is the church?
教会是人。
So the church is people.
教会是你和我。
And the church includes you and me.
教会是主耶稣基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Jesus Christ.
而主耶稣基督的身体就是属于主的人。
And his body is made up of people who belong to him.
属于主的人就是那认罪悔改尊主耶稣基督为救主并且生命的主的人。
And those who belong to him are those who have repented their sins and who have, and whose life has been changed by him.
教会就是每一个主耶稣基督的门徒。
And the church is consisting of the Lord's disciples.
所以当我们说主耶稣基督是教会的元首，我们借着他可以长进的时候。
So as when we say that Christ is the head of the church and through him we can grow.
弟兄姐妹，你知道这讲的是什么吗？
Do you know what this means?
这个讲的就是我们在我们的生活里面，在我们跟我们的夫妻之间，跟我们孩子之间，跟我们父母之间，跟我们在工作岗位上面，我们所有这一切的这个生活里面，我们是不是以主为大？
And what this means is that in our relationships with our children, with our parents, with our co-workers, do we exalt the Lord?
不是礼拜天的时候到教会里面坐在这边以主为大。
It does not merely implies that we ought to exalt him in the church today.
也就是说，
It also means
我们在主里面生命的流露不是只有礼拜天在教会里面，或者是礼拜六的团契里面，或者是在查经的时候我们有神的生命的流露。
It doesn't mean that this outflow of a Christ-centered life only happens during a Bible study or during worship time.
而是说夫妻彼此之间 在应对的时候，我们有没有流露出主耶稣基督的生命？
It means that whether we have this sign of a Christ-centered life as we are living with our spouses.
我不是要求我的太太要照着圣经来过生活。
It's not that I require or command my wife or husband to live according to the Bible.
也不是我要求我的丈夫，若做妻子，要求我的丈夫照圣经过生活。
It's as the wife, it's not the wife requiring the husband to live according to the scripture.
也不是我要求我的孩子照圣经过生活。
It's not that parents would require their children to live according to the Bible.
是什么？
So what is it?
是我要求我自己照着神的话过生活。
It is that I require myself to live according to God's command.
我要求我自己是顺服着圣灵，因着圣灵而行，而能够结出圣灵的果子。
So I require myself to live according to the Spirit, and then to yield, to generate fruit according to the Spirit.
神的规定，神的话是用在我们的身上。
God's command is to be applied to our own lives.
而不是让我们用在别人的身上。
It is not for us to apply to others.
弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我常常听见很多父母很对孩子有很大的期望。
I often hear that some parents have great expectations for their children.
可是呢
However,
孩子在成长的过程当中总是叛逆的。
But children are also always rebellious or trying to be independent.
也有顶撞的。
And they also talk back to their parents.
有时候对父母的态度真的是忍无可忍。
And the attitude towards their parents are really intolerable.
有的时候看起来就像恶魔一样。
And sometimes they would look like the devil.
结果呢，这些孩子却跑回来跟我说：“我今天信主得救了。”
But then some of these children come to me and then say that, "Well, I have received the Lord today."
结果呢，不到多久，马上又跟我顶撞，又口出恶言。
But then they ended up talking back to their parents once again.
我们说你是基督徒了，你怎么不照着圣经上面的话来做呢？要孝顺父母啊，要遵守父母的这个命令啊。
And then we would tell them that why aren't you following God's command to be obey your parents?
弟兄姐妹，我可不可以跟你们讲一句话
？So brothers and sisters, can I tell you this?
这不是批评的话。
This is not a criticism.
这是我跟我自己太太提醒我们自己的话。
And this is something that my wife and I remind ourselves.
这是神提醒我们的话。
This is something God is reminding of us.
所以我跟弟兄姐妹们分享。
So this is why I'm sharing with you.
当我们碰见这样情形的时候，我们的态度应该是什么？
So as we come across these episodes, how should we react?
我们这一些信主的父母。
So the believing parents.
我们在孩子面前，我们给他们的榜样是什么？
What examples do we set for our children?
小孩子里面所讲出来的那些话是他们听我们听来的，他们的态度是看我们学来的吗？
The words that our children are saying, the attitude that our children are taking on, did they copy these from their parents?
我脾气一发了，我是一发不可收拾，我什么话都讲得出来。
And when I get angryDoes it mean that I can speak uncontrollably?
我的生命在这一部分全都是老我，没有一个新生命给我的孩子看见。
So whether I only show my old selves and none of this new life that I received,
那孩子用这样的话语和态度来顶撞我的时候，我有什么资格来说他们的不是？
And when our children talk back this way, back to us, what right do we have to?Tell them what to do.
年轻人也是一样。
And then the same is true for the young people.
我们追求神，我们爱神。
We love the Lord and we seek Him.
可能老觉得父母的灵命都没有我们长进的快。
And perhaps we feel that our parents, their spiritual growth is even slower than our own.
但是我们有没有让我们的父母家人看见我们在神的面前被神改变呢？
But have we shown our transformed new life in front of our relatives and our parents.
我们要持定元首主耶稣基督。
And here it says we need to hold fast to the head.
对，我们在教会里面聚会的时候，彼此弟兄姐妹们联络的时候，我们要让人看见神。
And as we fellowship with one another, we should let others see Christ.
我们要彼此关心，彼此鼓励。
We should be caring for one another and encouraging one another.
甚至在犯罪的时候，我们要彼此真的学习怎么样子叫做用爱心，有爱心的，先有爱心的说诚实话。
And so even as some of us committed sins, and how do we speak the truth in love?
可是弟兄姐妹,
but brothers and sisters,
我们要能够在家里面也做到这一点，我们才是真正的持定主耶稣基督为元首的人。
And we cannot say that we held fast to Christ unless we have followed His commands at home.
一切都是以主耶稣基督为中心。
Everything should be Christ-centered.
我们要将我们自己交在主耶稣基督的手里。
And we are to commit ourselves to the Lord.
借着圣灵的带领。
And through the leading of the Holy Spirit,
对神的话能够有所吸收,
and to take in God's word.
然后在我们的生活当中，愿意将我们自己的私心和私欲能够摆在主耶稣基督的面前，交托于他。
And to leave our selfish desires in front of God.
让我们学习,
and to also teach us,
不论断人。
Not to judge others,
包括我们自己的家人,
even including our own family members,
包括教会的弟兄姐妹,
including the brothers and sisters in church.
但是我们要学习, 因为我们是持守主耶稣基督,
we also need to learn that because we are holding fast to Christ,
我一切所做所说都为着是要荣耀神荣耀主,
everything that we are doing or saying are for God's glory.
若真是如此, 我们在神的面前, 就像罗马书里面所讲到的, 就是保罗说的, 就是我对神负责。
And as Paul was saying in Romans, that we need to be responsible to the Lord.
我们自己的信心就不会受到他人的论断而影响。
And our own faith would not be swayed by the judgment of others.
不要被神论断。
Do not be judged by others.
但是我们要谦卑的在神的面前求神能够光照我们。
We need to pray that God's word will speak to us.
指点我们不足的地方。
And to teach us where we have fallen short.
我们教会里面真的是有一群非常爱主的弟兄姐妹们。
And we have a group of very faithful brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们就有这个意念, 就是我们要多多的为主而活, 因为我们爱他。
And we all like to live for Christ.
我们愿意教会更有活力, 更有生气。
And we all hope that the church would be more vibrant.
弟兄姐妹, 这个就是秘诀了。
And brothers and sisters, and this is the secret.
我们要让我们自己跟主耶稣基督的生命连上。
In order for our lives to be connected and linked to the Lord's,
让我们自己也让人能够看见主耶稣基督是我们的头。
And to let others see that our head is Christ.
我们努力地跟随他。
And we strive to follow him.
我们爱慕他。
And we love him.
然后我们过的这个生命, 我们所过的这个生命所流露出来的就是他要我们所流露的生命。
And this life that is flowing out of us is the life that he wants us to live.
这是真。